Today Srimad Bhagavatam class is given by His Grace Aduk Saja Krishna Prabhu. He is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He got initiated in 2017. Prabhuji is full-time servant in Juhu. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, he was serving in Indian Navy as hardware engineer. Now he does youth preaching in school and engineering college. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you for giving your valuable association. Thank you, Prabhuji. Can you take over this call? Is Prabhuji is there?
Is Prabhuji is there?
Hare Krishna to all Matajis and Prabhuji. This is Adhok Saja Krishna Das. Please accept my respectful obeisances.
Ji, thank you for your
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Okay. First of all, I would like to thank His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji that he has given me this opportunity to speak on the most confidential subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, of which I am not at all qualified, but still I'm His order, I will try to blabber some of my baby's talk. So I seek all of your forgiveness for if I commit some mistakes or I'm not that realized to speak on such highly elevated subject matter. So we'll start our prayers and then I'll recite the words and go on with translation and purport, and then we'll try to discuss something. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् फोर्थ कैंटो सेवेंथ चैप्टर एंटाइटल द सैक्रिफाइस परफॉर्म्ड बाय दक्ष टेक्स्ट 38 योगेश्वरा उचुः त्वयान्यत्यन्योऽस्ति अमुतस्त्वयि प्रभो विश्वात्मनिक्षेण पृथग्य आत्मनः अथापि भक्त्येष तयोपधावताम् अनन्यवृत्त्यानुगृहाण वत्सल. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The great mystic said, Dear Lord, persons who see you as non-different from themselves, knowing that you are the super soul of all living entities, are certainly very, very dear to you. You are very favorable toward those who engage in devotional service, accepting you as the Lord and themselves as the servants. By your mercy, you are always inclined in their favor. It is indicated in this verse that the monists and the great mystics know the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one. This oneness is not the misunderstanding that a living entity is equal in every respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This monism is based on pure knowledge as described and confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.17. Priyo hi jnanino atyartham aham sacha mama priyaha. The Lord says that those who are advanced in transcendental knowledge and know the science of Krishna consciousness are very dear to Him, and He also is very dear to them. Those who are actually in perfect knowledge of the science of God know that the living entities are superior energy of the Supreme Lord. This is stated in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. The material energy is inferior and the living entities are superior energy. Energy and the energetic are non-different. Therefore, energies possess the same quality as the energetic. Persons who are in full knowledge of the personality of Godhead, analyzing his different energies and knowing their own constitutional position, are certainly very, very dear to the Lord. Persons, however, who may not even be conversant with knowledge of the Supreme Personality, but who always think of the Lord with love and faith, feeling that He is great and that they are His parts and parcels, ever His servitors, are even more favored by Him. The particular significance of this verse is that the Lord is addressed as Vatsala. Vatsala means always favorably disposed. The Lord's name is Bhakta Vatsala. The Lord is famous as Bhakta Vatsala, which means that He is always favorably inclined to the devotees. Whereas He is never addressed anywhere in the Vedic literature as Jnani Vatsala. Om Jnani Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padukamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rahunathanvitam Tam Sarivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalputarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivatadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yogeshwara Uchihu Vayan Natyananyasti Amutastvai Prabho Vishwatmanikshena Napruthagya Atmanaha Athapi Bhaktyesha Tayopadhavatam Ananya Vrityani Grihana Vatsala. The great mystic said, Dear Lord, persons who see you as non-different from themselves, knowing that you are the super soul of all living entities, are certainly very, very dear to you. You are very favorable toward those who engage in devotional service, accepting you as the Lord and themselves as the servants. By your mercy, you are always inclined in their favor. So here, in purport, Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning itself, he clarifies this concept of oneness. Prabhupada says that this oneness is not a misunderstanding that a living entity is equal in every respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, it is very clear that living entities are parts and parcels of Supreme Lord. They can never be equal with Lord. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke, has explained that jivas are simultaneously one and different with the Lord. And this is called Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So, discussing more on this point, even from the beginning, our acharyas have very strictly stressed on this point, and they have hammered thoroughly this conception of Mayavadi about the misunderstanding of oneness. So when we read Bhagavad Gita in the beginning of second chapter, when Krishna starts instructing Arjuna after Arjuna surrenders, the first knowledge which Krishna gives is the science of soul. And in verse number 2.12 and 2.13, there is a long purpose to these verses. Prabhupada very beautifully explains that how Mayavadis are wrong in their conception of regarding the theory of oneness, and what is the correct understanding of this oneness. In fact, Prabhupada in 2.13, he even quotes like there are various kinds of Mayavad philosophies going around in the world, but generally to a common public, they all are same. Just like in here in India, anybody who is coming from South India, whether he be from Andhra Pradesh or from Karnataka or from Tamil Nadu, generally North Indians call them South Indian. So, but the word South Indian is not enough. There are more than 4 states in South India today. So there are varieties. So similarly, Mayavadis also, generally our conception of Mayavadis also very Mayavad. I will repeat it again. Our conception of Mayavad is also Mayavad. Generally we think that all kind of Mayavad is same. But it's not like that. Even Mayavadis, they have different concepts. For that only, Krishna sent 4 powerful acharyas in this Iron Age. And they are the 4 great acharyas of 4 sampradaya which we have today. Madhvacharya from Brahma Sampradaya, Ramanujacharya from Sri Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami from Rudra Sampradaya, and Nimbarka Acharya from Kumar Sampradaya. So these all acharyas, apparently their philosophies look, apparently it seems contradictory. But it's not contradictory. They are like breaking the different legs of Mayavad. So they all are same. And to prove that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took 2 teachings each from these 4 acharyas' teachings and established Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva as the supreme philosophy. So if we compare Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva as the tabletop, so the philosophy given by these 4 acharyas are the 4 legs of the table. So similarly, so in Bhagavad Gita 2nd chapter text number 13, Prabhupada quotes theory of reflection. Now this theory of reflection, Mayavadis also quote, and in this purport, Prabhupada has given the correct understanding of theory of reflection. Prabhupada explains, generally Mayavadis, they use this theory of reflection to say, in Sanskrit, in technical terms, it is called Pratibimbavad. Now Pratibimbavad means, just as sun and moon is there, and stars are there in the sky, and their images, their reflection can be seen in the water. So when, till the time, Mayavadis speak like this, that till the time we are observing the image, it's not experienced, the heat of sun, the glow of sun is not experienced in its full. But when this illusion, which is compared to water here, when it is removed, then the sun can be understood in its full glory. But they fail to explain that if Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya, if Brahma is Satya and Jagat is Mithya, so where from this substance water, Mithya, in which this reflection is seen, is coming from. So there they fail. But Prabhupada gives a correct understanding of theory of reflection by saying that the moon and sun is compared to the Supreme Lord and the stars are individual fragmental spirit soul. So they are always there together, but stars are very tiny, they have very less brightness compared to the sun or the moon, which is compared to the Supreme Lord. So here in this purport also, in the present text, Prabhupada explains that this monism is based on pure knowledge as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.17. Now when we read this shloka 7.17, previous to that, this shloka is a very famous shloka which most of us know. Generally we know, once we quote one shloka, but then many places in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, the shlokas are connected. So people generally remember one shloka and they skip the other shloka. For example, like in Prahlad Maharaj's teaching, very famous shloka is there which everybody must be knowing. It's a Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam, like that. So if we ask this verse, even a child can recite this in today's ISKCON world. But then we ask, what is the next shloka? So most of them, they skip this shloka. They think this is the important part. But next shloka is more important. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita also, there are many places. In many places, there are pairs. So in this 7.17, before this, Krishna explains that four kind of people come to him or surrender to him. Or they begin to render devotional service unto him. They are Artha, Jigyasu, Artharthi and Jnani. They are the distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching after the knowledge of the Absolute. And then Krishna says in next shloka, which Prabhupada quotes here in this purport, Priyohi Jnanino Atyartham, Aham Satya Mama Priyaha. But the one who is in full knowledge and who is always engaged in pure devotional service is the best. For I am very dear to him and he is dear to me. So this devotional service, Krishna is most pleased by this. There are various other persons, there are various kinds of transcendentalists who in fact reach also to the Vaikuntha. So there are various processes, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga. But then Krishna explains that Bhakti Yoga is the topmost. So in 7th chapter he explains in detail that how this material energy is inferior and we are superior. And those who are analytically studying this, or those who are Jnanis, they even get to know this, they understand various energies of Lord and constitutional position of Jiva, which Prabhupada explains. They are certainly very dear to Lord because they are using their intelligence which is given by Krishna to understand Krishna. And this is the best utility of the intelligence. That's why Lord is very pleased with them. But those who may not be so conversant with the knowledge of the Supreme Lord, but they have this love and this faith, and who know that I am always the servant of my Krishna, Prabhupada here explains that Krishna's name is Vatsala. There are various names of Supreme Lord. We know him by various names. Yashoda Nandan, Nandanandan. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna addresses Krishna by so many names. Madhusudana, Rishi Kesha, Keshava, so like that. But of all names, the names which is taken, which is related to the devotees of the Lord, Krishna likes them the most. So when Krishna is addressed as Keshava or Murari or Madhusudana, he certainly likes it. They are all absolute. But when devotees call him Yashoda Nandana, Rajendra Nandana, he is more pleased. So His Holiness Satchinandan Swami Maharaj explains in one of his lectures that of all the names, this one particular name is very, very dear to Krishna. And that is Bhakta Vatsala, which is quoted here in this purport. And Krishna can do anything to protect this name. We see in Mahabharata that when Pitama Bhishma had taken the vow that tomorrow either Arjuna will die or Krishna has to break his vow and lift the weapon. Then Krishna forgot about his own vow just to protect his devotee and to protect the vow of Bhishma Dev, who is another devotee. Because Krishna had to protect Arjuna from Bhishma and he had to protect the vow taken by Bhishma simultaneously. So that's how he broke his vow, but he protected this name. The fools who have less intelligence, they say that what kind of Lord is this who could not even protect, who could not even maintain his vow. But they don't have this devotional attitude. That's why they fail to grasp the inner meaning of the Vedic literatures. We have so many pastimes in our Vedic literature, Vedic, particularly in our Vedic. Particularly in Mahabharata, that Krishna protects his devotees, especially those devotees who are always remembering him. So there is one pastime. I would like to share this pastime with you all. I recently heard this. So this is the pastime when Arjuna goes to heaven. When Pandavas, they had to go to exile. So for 12 years they had to be in the forest, and then for 1 year they had to remain incognito. So before this incognito year, Arjuna was sent by Krishna to seek all the divine weapons. So then Arjuna goes, and on his course he meets Lord Shiva. He fights with Lord Shiva, pleases him in battle, obtains his Pashupat Astra, and then Arjuna goes to heaven. So therein there are many events, but this one particular event which Arjuna took to his heart and which glorifies this name of Lord, Bhakta Vatsala. So in the assembly of Indra, Indra lives in this palace called Amravati, heavenly planet. So there are many damsels, heavenly denizens, whose beauty is glorified. So Arjuna sees there the most beautiful damsel of heaven, Urvashi. This is the same Urvashi with whom Puru, who is the great grandfather of Arjuna, had united. So she is like great and to some more great grandmother of Arjuna. So then Arjuna was seeing Urvashi, so Indra thought that Arjuna wants her. So then Indra sends Urvashi to Arjuna. Urvashi comes, but then Arjuna refuses that glorious lady with whom my great grandfather Puru was united, from whom this Kuru dynasty has started. Then Urvashi started, but again Arjuna says, that's all right, your logic is correct, that in heaven these rules do not work of earthly planets, and there was nothing wrong if Arjuna had united with Urvashi. So Arjuna would not have broken the dharma. But then Arjuna was a pakka celibate, he was a strict celibate. So Arjuna told Urvashi that even if I unite with you, what will I tell Draupadi when I go back to planet Earth? What will I tell Abhimanyu that I united with my great grandmother? And if the sun is produced, where will he be ruling? So this is like already I am in so much trouble given by Kauravas, and you are giving me more trouble. I don't want these things. So then Urvashi cursed him to become a woman. She said, you are talking like a woman, you become a woman. So Arjuna became afraid and he ran to Indra. He said that she has cursed me to become a woman, and already the transformation had started in Arjuna's body. So then Indra brings Arjuna to Urvashi and explains that what you have done is not correct. This boy is the medium, the central figure of the history to be created, and through him the dharma will be established. So don't curse him. So then Urvashi said that the curse is given, it cannot be withdrawn, but then I give him a benediction. So she said, you will remain woman for 1 year. And then she said, you can choose which year you want to remain as a woman. The moment Arjuna hears this sentence, you can choose which year, Arjuna understood the entire scenario and he started crying. He understood that Keshava is working here. As my Lord Krishna, he has arranged everything. Because when we read Mahabharata, we see that all the Pandavas, although they are glorious, so much glory they have, but among all Pandavas, the most glorious is Arjuna. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, among Pandavas, I am Dhananjay, I am Arjuna. So he's like the topmost Pandava. So Bhima could hide like a kitchen. He could hide in kitchen department by cooking. Yudhishthira could hide like gambler. Nakul Sahadev could hide like caretaker of horses. Draupadi were so widespread. Any activity which he does is glorious. So he would be caught immediately in the incognito period. But then Krishna arranged that there is only one way if he remains as a eunuch. And that's why Krishna arranged everything. So Arjuna understood all this and his love for the Lord increased multiple times. So this is how Krishna works. We may not understand in our day-to-day life how Krishna is arranging
Hare Krishna
Mataji, am I audible to everybody?
Prabhuji.
Where did I got disconnected?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you were talking about Arjuna was cursed by Urvashi, and Lord Krishna said that this will...
I was discussing...
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you were talking about this curse. Your voice is cracking up.
Is this clear now?
Yes. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Again, it's the same.
So, I was discussing this pastime which happened in heaven between Arjuna and Urvashi, and how Arjuna understood that everything was arranged by Krishna, because this curse was also a benediction for him. And then we know from Mahabharata that how Arjuna remained in incognito for 1 year as a woman, half man, and thus Pandavas successfully completed their exile and came back to claim their kingdom. So the conclusion was that Supreme Lord, he has many names, innumerable names, and all the names are absolute. But among them also, this name Bhakta Vatsala is the most pleasing to Lord, and Krishna does anything and everything to protect this name. He does not want this name to be tainted with any kind of spot. So similarly, when we come to devotional service, when we surrender to Guru and Krishna, Krishna protects us at every step, even if we don't know it, even if somebody is not very knowledgeable, if he is not very conversant with the philosophy of Shastra, with full faith, if he is executing the instructions of his Guru and serving the Lord, Krishna will see that he gets everything required for successfully executing his devotional service and fulfilling the aim of this human life, which is to go back to Godhead. So I'll stop my talk now. If anybody has any question, they can ask. I'll try to answer.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the wonderful.
Yeah,
if anybody has any question and comment for Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandat Pranam, August Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful class. It was very short, but maybe next time we will have the beaker session. So, Prabhuji, the story you told, it seems to be very mundane at the beginning, like a mundane people and Urvashi seems to be very mean person to Arjuna and cursing him like that. But at the end, it looks like, you know, it's like a benediction for him, so nobody can recognize him. So it's all Krishna's mercy, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Beautiful pastime.
So, thank you, Mataji. I would like to add to it. It appears like, as Mataji said, it may appear that this is a mundane story. But then we understand from the Shastras that in this entire creation, when we read Bhagavatam, starting from first canto till ninth canto, particularly in ninth canto, if you read, there are so many past tense where big, big saints and big, big kings have thoroughly been defeated by this enemy called lust. And then they realize that the real aim of life is to surrender to Supreme Lord. And the pastime of Pururava also comes in this ninth canto only. But then this all pastime is arranged by Krishna. And Urvashi also, she may be appearing mundane, but then we have to understand that she is not some ordinary damsel who had done some pious activities in her past and now she has got this heavenly body. There is one pastime where Nar Narayan Rishi were performing austerity and Indra came to disturb them. And he brought heavenly damsels to break their meditation. Well, many times we read that Indra does these kinds of activities, because we should understand that he is also not a pure devotee, he is a mixed devotee. But then he has a responsible post, and that's why Krishna again and again protects him. So when this Indra, when the heavenly damsels, they were trying in their way to break the meditation of Narayan Rishi. So Narayan, without even opening his eyes, he manifested so many damsels from his thighs. And these damsels were like 1,000 times more beautiful than these heavenly damsels. So then Narayan opened his eyes and he told Indra, what do you think you are doing? Don't you know who I am? So then he forgave Indra and he told, you keep this one damsel. Among thousands of damsels which were manifested from the thighs of Narayana, this Urvashi was given to Indra. Narayan said, she will be like a crown of your heaven. So Urvashi has appeared from the personal body of Narayan. That's why she is like, in many places she is described. So she is also not an ordinary woman, and whatever events happen in the lives of devotees, they are all arranged by Krishna to show to the world that in this particular event, the conclusion is shown that Krishna is Bhaktavatsala, but then it is also shown that how Lord's devotees are so great. But so, seeing Arjuna's celibacy and his glory, later Urvashi also glorifies him. So we should be focusing on these points, and then we should understand. Otherwise, Vyasadeva would not have added this pastime in Mahabharata, if at all, in any sense, it was mundane. But it appears, as you said, to some people it may appear, and it is actually. That's why devotees don't desire to go to heaven also, because these things keep happening there. Nobody knows who is his mother, who is his father. So that's why devotees, they feel like heaven is worse than hell. Even demigods are afflicted with these things. So, but we should focus on this aspect of Lord protecting his devotees in all the circumstances, and his devotees always glorious in all the circumstances. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
Prabhuji. Such a wonderful Nectarian association. You explained that Lord Krishna and Timothy Radharani protect us in every situation. Yes, Prabhuji. We have to pray that very rare we get the association of senior Vaishnava, and every day after hearing Shishi Bhagavatam, our japa qualities it's more and more improving, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, all Gurushal Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you very much.
Very much, Mataji. This gives me also inspiration to meditate on the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and improve my japa also. Thank you very much.
Jai Ho, Hari Bol, Dandavat.
Krishna Prabhuji, Ranath Pranam, Glorious to Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj. Prabhuji, in this verse, is it not indicated to monist? It's not like that is telling to Mayavadi, because it's a completely Prabhupada explained, devotees, yes. Indicated in this verse, it's not indicated to the Mayavadis.
Here it is not indicated as Mayavadi, because Prabhupada gives the correct understanding of monism. That's why I quoted 2.13 also from Bhagavad Gita. Therein also Prabhupada gives correct explanation of the concept of theory of reflection, which Mayavadis also quote. So here Prabhupada gives the correct understanding of monism, but then I tried to quote from Gita and explain from here also, that what generally people think monism is, and what is the correct understanding which Prabhupada has given here. So yes, Mataji, it is correct that the real meaning of monism is what Prabhupada has written here. And what he has explained in the purports of Gita also.
Yes, that's it. Thank you, Prabhuji. It's a very, very, for a very, very wonderful class. Thank you so much.
So I thank all the Matajis and Prabhujis, and I beg for their forgiveness if I spoke more than my realization. So I'll, with your all permission, I will take leave now. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to speak. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Prabhuji. From more classes, so let's pay our obeisances to all the Vaishnava. Vancha Kalpata Rubesha, Rupas Indu Bhivaja, Patitana, Vaishnavi, 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 Vaishnavi